to New Orleans. Each man has a solo. I give him a different beat. It may sound to someone that's listening close by the same, but it's not. I would say it's a different sound to it because I give every man a chance of his opening. In other words, like a guy going to come in, I give him something for him to come in on, and it makes it different from the fellow just got through. Even if it's piano, or trumpet, or clarinet, or trombone, I give some kind of indication that something else is coming. And that a lot of drummers don't do because you got to think. And while you're thinking, you have to work with your companion, or work with your band, or work with your outfit. You got to be thinking all the time. When they're thinking about doing something, you got to be thinking something too. And I try to make a distinction of some sort into the change that you know, even if the guy don't come in, you know something should come in there. And that's where I play. I play for the benefit of the band. And when I change like that, something else coming, something different. It's got to be different because I've changed it. And you can feel a change. Even if you don't hear it, you can feel it. And that's where I drum along. And I do that practice with any band that I work with. Because it's up to me to make the changes. Of course, the blowing instruments, whatever it is, they make a change, but it's up to me to give an indication of that. Just like you would say, what we'll do next, and someone said, well, I'll tell you, something like that, you see. It's an indication that something else is coming, or something different is coming. But if you just go along and beat, straight on, well, it's no indication. And it don't give you nothing to look forward to. But when you make something a little different in there, somebody says, what's coming up now? And then they hear the clarinet. Or the clarinet's playing, or the trombone come in. Or they hear something else coming, the piano's in. And I make something abruptly or something different, the trumpet must be coming in. See, that's the way I do. And it makes it very, very distinct where I do it, and it makes it very lovely for a band. Because somebody knows their time. And I don't make a finish. It's not exactly a finish. But that's what you got to be thinking all the time. What the next person's going to do, who's coming in next. And that makes you have a distinction of different ones coming with solos. And don't mean for you to beat louder than the solo. Mean for you to keep down. If it's a clarinet, you know it's a clarinet, you must keep down. Piano, you must keep lower. So those things fellas don't think about. They beat the same way for clarinet playing or piano playing, they beat just the same, bam, bam. Now that don't make sense. And you must play along with drums. Drums is essential in a band. They're very essential. And of course you must drum like that. You got to drum as though that they are essential, which they are. Because you play a band or hear a band and they haven't got any drum, or the drummer haven't got no spirit, or the drummer's just beating, it don't sound so good. Now that's a study I had to pick up myself. No one told me that. No one showed me how. That was just what I had to do. Because I do work all the time with my fellow man. I want to see him happy, same as I. Even if I'm not happy. If I'm unhappy, I want to see him happy. Therefore, it makes a big difference. Regardless of how I feel, so long he feel all right. Then when you do that, and work in conjunction with your band, your people are dancing or sitting and listening, they will have a different reaction. Without someone that's drumming, think about these things, it's no good. Even if you feel to yourself you're not doing nothing, somebody else said, gee, that's different in the band there. Why? Because you've done something different. You don't want the same beat all the time, even though you can do it. But it makes the band, and then the band's not got no pep that way. So that's my idea of changing like that. It's for the benefit of the band. And going along with the man blowing the instrument, I will say mostly blowing, or piano, You must follow the phrases. And that's why I want to know, each time a band start playing, I want to know what they're going to play. That way, if it's a number that I don't know, I follow very closely, pay strict attention. If it's one I know, well, I know where the phrase is coming. That's where I can keep up. A lot of fellas don't think about that. And a lot of bands, you say, what you going to play? What you want to know for? You only a drummer. What they don't know, that's very essential. You to know what's going to play, what they're going to play, and what tempo it's going to be in. Well, that gives you a chance to give them something to work with. A man working, he can't dig a post hole unless he's got a spade, can he? A man gonna nail something, he can't nail a nail unless he's got a hammer. Now those are the things what I take up with drumming, what a lot of fellows call me old fashioned, because they don't know what I'm doing. And if there was good drummers, they wouldn't say I was old fashioned. They would say that I was more up to date than what they're doing today. Because they know I had to study what I'm doing to make things sound like it do. That's why a lot of fellas, I play in the band, they like me to drum. I feel them all out. I work with all of them. The guitar, banjo, bass, I work with all of them. Because they all belong to me. I feel I'm the key man in that band. It's up to me to make all of them feel like playing. Even if it's no more than joking with them. You can joke along with a band, and you'll have somebody with a grin on their face and still they're blowing. And you can pass a word along, and somebody will feel good. Well, that all up for spirit. I'll say, just like a pitcher and a catcher. Now, you would wonder, why do a catcher go out to the pitcher and talk to him on the mound, and the pitcher never comes in and talks to the catcher? Because the catcher has got this pitcher in mind, to know exactly what to do, and for him to not to get excited. Well, that's like my job. In drumming, you have got to pay attention to each and every one. And you must hear that person distinctly and hear what he wants. You got to give it to him. If he don't like that, if he don't get going, give him something else. And that way you keep your band smooth, it keep your band jumping, and keep everybody lively. Oh, you must be a musician. You can't just be anybody. Anybody can't drum. Anybody can beat a drum, but anybody can't drum. You must study those things. Study a guy's human nature. And study it's about what he will take. I'll see about what he will go for. All that's in a drummer. And that's why all guys is not drummers that's drumming. For a fact, you got to use diplomacy. You must use that. You got to study up something that will make them work. You can't holler at a man. You can't dog him. You can't do that. Not in music. Well, it's up to me to keep all that lively. That's my job. It's more beside drumming than just drumming. It's more beside drumming than just beating. And it's my job to know what that part is. I got to find it. And when I sit down in a band, that I hunt for. A band is playing is an ensemble. I find the kick to send them off with. I find something. Now, unless a drummer can find those things, well, he don't even talk to me as a drummer because I know he's none. You see a band dead, drummer can line up everybody. They make everybody have a different spirit. And he can make everybody pretty angry, too. And he can have them so that they'll be so angry with him, but they have to play. So all those things, all in all, a drummer's a big factor in the band, which you know that. Then again, I think about the situation, how it arises with me now. There's lots of things I've learned, even sitting down doing nothing, just thinking. A lot of things. I do believe when I ever get back to my drum, I think I'll be a different drummer than I used to be. Because I have a deeper study in mind, an even a spirit study. Now, I know that sounds very funny to a drummer to hear me say spirit, but drumming is spirit. You got to have that in your body, in your soul. You got to have it even in your drumming to go along. You got to have that spirit. And it can't be an evil spirit. It's got to be a good spirit. Now, I know it puts you way back to thinking. Why? Because music is no good if you're evil. That's no good. If you are evil, you're going to drum evil. And when you drum evil, you're going to put evil in somebody else's mind. Now, first thing you know, somebody put evil in somebody's mind. Well, what kind of band have you got? Nothing but an evil spirit band. That's what I mean by spirit. Now, if the spirit is good, any good spirit will dwell with good spirits. And God help a bad spirit band. But you know that they're subject to do anything. They're not to step on each other's instrument, anything. Might put lemon burger cheese on a man's piano, anything. And that's what the spirit is. That you have got to keep up. But I worked that so many times, Bill, until I just couldn't do any different now. Of course, I haven't got the spirit of liveliness that I used to have because I'm getting older. But I still have a little bit left. So you got to keep a spirit up. And that's the drummer's job because he's not playing nothing. He hasn't got nothing in his mouth. He's got to keep that spirit of chatter all the time in that band. Not loud enough to ruin the music, but loud enough that somebody can hear and it'll go around. His job is to keep everybody in good spirit. Keep everybody joyful. Keep everybody playing. Keep everybody's mind on what they're doing. And the changes is still up to you. If you want to make a band play loud, you can make it play loud. You want to make a band play medium soft, you can make it play medium soft. You want to make a band play piano very soft, you can do that. No band is not going to play and the drum's not doing nothing. They're going to feel something wrong. They're going to come down too. The drummer's beating his head off. Well, who cares? If we got to keep up with the drum's going to drown us out while he's going to blow louder. But if he feels that the drums are soft, well, he's going to come down too. I think if the average young drummer today was to feel that his part is to help the other fellow, not make him play himself to death, and not make him play something that he don't want to play. His place is to help him. And without help, there's no band. Without a drummer that knows how to help, it's no band.